The holdout has been a space that we all have been visiting since it's open and is playing a really critical role right now, especially after after our Occupy spaces have kind of been fragmented and dispersed. The holdout is one of those places that has been consistent in its politics and in its location. So, Patti and Autumn, thank you for coming in. If you guys could start out giving people a background on the hold, folks that haven't heard about what the holdout is, and also folks all over the world who are interested in seeing what we're doing here in the Bay Area. So a little bit what the holdout is, the politics of the space. Is it a space of encounter, space of learning?
Take it away. Okay, Wes. First off, I want to say thank you to both Berkeley Liberation Radio and Radio Autonomía for having us on and being able to present this space and projects we're working on. This is Patti speaking, and Autumn will be speaking in a minute. So first off, to talk about a little bit of the background of the holdout, it's about a year and a half of intentional organization that went into the planning of the holdout. We are now currently perhaps about 8 months into being open. Prior to being open, we have been gathering with friends and comrades who have a long, long, long time of organizing anti-authoritarian and anti-hierarchical projects in the Bay Area for several years. So we come with that type of a background already. We are very interested in the holdout being a non-hierarchical, anti-authoritarian space, and have put a lot of effort into this. We've had like super long, plus hour, 3 hour meetings. We're very interested in being able to promote anti-gentrification in the community that we're in. We're located on in West Oakland, San Pablo near 23rd. And we're really excited about having all kinds of DIY type of projects, including a bike workshop where it's multi-generational, multi-skilled, multi-gendered, and we have other spaces like the bookstore. We have a radical bookstore with an excellent selection of books focusing on anarchism and gender and radical black politics and POC, things that would be interesting to like POC struggle and the sort, and feminism. Yeah, and we also have also projects concerning Skillshares, and some of the Skillshares that we're really excited about that we're both working on are classes in Spanish, soon to be classes for ESL, and classes for Spanish for folks who would consider themselves raza or chicanos, chicanas. So that's a little bit of the background to the space. We're really excited about having it be a space of encounter, a space where people can develop further camaraderie and work on projects together outside of the holdout. Also have it be a space where people are building sustainability, building in order to resist capitalism, in order to fight back the police repression and the federal oppression of the state within Oakland and outside of Oakland. We're really excited about like the grassroots involvement from folks within that area. And we've, ever since, even before obtaining the space, we would do like door knocking and lots of outreach to get, ideas from the community to see what their needs are and what they would be interested in seeing in the space. So, for example, we have a needle exchange project taking place, and we also have a very open field next to ours that we're in the process of trying to obtain so that we can at some point start growing food and become more sustainable, and maybe even have like a youth area, an area for kids as well. So yeah, there's a lot happening, really excited about it.
Thank you. I think a lot of collectives, the holdout is like the dream of many a collective, and can you share a little bit more, maybe focusing on the Spanish and ESL program, share a little bit more about like what it looks like to put that kind of program together. What challenges do you face? Different challenges, whether it's outreach or the location or anything like that. About like starting the programming, your education programming.
Well, we definitely came into the project very intentionally in wanting it to be an exercise of skill share and focusing on language liberation that doesn't follow the typical model that one would encounter in a typical type of institutionalized school setting. So we're very much interested in the idea of facilitating and including all the members of the collective to take on facilitating roles and to participate and bring in projects and ideas and have it be a very horizontal space where we all learn from each other and don't consider ourselves coming from like a professional type of field in this. But we are very aware that Spanish is a language that's most commonly used in this area, as well as other languages, and hopefully we'll start increasing other skill shares in other languages as well. But we're very much interested in having classes for comrades who are interested in participating in the liberation of migrants and Chicanos, Chicanas, and also just becoming more aware of the issues. And also ESL classes for folks who live in the area who would definitely appreciate having that that practice and that support. And anything that you would like to contribute to that, Adam?
No, I think you've pretty much said it. I think that horizontal relationship was something that we've been especially intentional about in our classes, as far as being responsive to everyone who's present and everyone's time and what everyone hopes to get out of being there.
In terms of some of the challenges, really quickly, want to mention that, yeah, definitely outreach is incredibly challenging. We haven't been hosting, let's see, these Spanish classes in particular for like, what, about 5-6 months? So it's not very well known. We don't have like mass means of getting the word out. So it's very much still word of mouth. And, you know, any help that we can get and having volunteers come and help us out in that sense. I think also having a Spanish for La Raza class is very instrumental in making the space more open to folks who would otherwise maybe feel more kind of like uncomfortable in this, in that type of setting, or maybe feel like it's not something very specific towards their type of challenges in learning and practicing and retaining language skills. And there's a lot of stigma, honestly, being a Chicana and you know, having a lot of Chicano and Chicana friends, like not being very familiar for various reasons, like either their families didn't want them to, you know, they wanted to protect them from like from ICE, from the migra, or they just wanted to like have them become immediately Americanized and not have to like struggle with dual languages. For whatever the reason, like it's really important to have that space crafted out, and so we're really hoping to amplify that more and have more of those Spanish for La Raza classes take place in other areas as well.
You began to talk about this just a little bit, but in the sense of having these Spanish classes, and we know that the holdout kind of positions itself as either being anti-capitalist or in some cases anarchist. Could you talk just a little bit more about how you see the presence of those classes related to the politics of the holdout?
Yeah, I mean, I can say a lot of it has to do with the content of the classes. The content, both the way the classes are structured as being a horizontal structure is in itself anti-authoritarian and definitely seeks to reestablish a relationship with education itself. So there's that. But also the content of the classes is really instrumental in kind of creating that different space. I mean, it's not in any other Spanish class that you're going to be watching, you know, a documentary on María Valencia Lirca. You know, like, you're not going to be seeing, like, radical Oaxacan hip-hop artists in your Spanish class at your community college. You're not going to be seeing the uprisings in Oaxaca or the uprisings in Atenco in your regular Spanish class.
And also just want to add, you know, there's really, like, one type of space like this in all of Oakland. I mean, of course, there's the Long Hall, which has its own really amazing skill shares and projects taking place. But in terms of having crafted out an autonomous, horizontal space of learning that's very radical in the sense that, you know, there's a lot of nonprofits in the area that focus on, like, Chicano-Chicana type of projects, but nothing that really deeply addresses needs for, like, social liberation now and rejecting all forms of capitalism now. So within those Spanish-speaking classes, it's not that we're just learning Spanish, but we're also learning how to trust one another, bringing up projects, bringing up ideas, and trying to construct from that other organization that will tackle the forces that are keeping down migrants and, you know, the whole border and capitalist system that forces people to migrate in the first place. So that's our long-term vision with the classes, really.
Also, like, these classes are really interesting in that, like, in Bati's class, the class is not the Rasa class, but the other, like, more advanced, like, Skillshare for, like, more intermediate and advanced speakers. Like, we're doing things like reading about the foreclosure crisis in Spanish, doing role plays in door knocking for an anti-foreclosure campaign in Spanish, so...
You again briefly mentioned this, but if you wanted to add anything else in the sense of where do you hope to see these two specifically classes around Spanish or ESL speakers going in the future, and what's your hopes and dreams around that? And then lastly, if folks want to get involved, where can they find out information? And is there a calendar or some type of website? That'd be great too.
In terms of what we would like to see, I think long-term vision from these classes, well, we're really excited about being able to expand the classes, have them get to a point where we're also having ESL classes on a much more scheduled consistency, and have all of the classes kind of have gatherings together where we're, or not classes, Skillshares, where we're like meeting up for dinners and outings and going to the Fruitvale and the Mission and really discussing like longer-term projects outside of the Skillshares, the language Skillshares as well. I'm sorry, the second part of your question was... Oh, yeah. So currently go to the Holdout website. That would have just the best like updates for when the classes take place. For instance, the Spanish for la Raza class happens every other Tuesday. Intermediary or advanced happens every other Tuesday. The beginning Spanish class happens on Sundays at noon. And the ESL classes are possibly happening on Saturdays in the future. So yeah, if you'd like more information, definitely check out the Holdout website. And then maybe folks can email either of us, I think should be fine. Should we give out our emails? Okay. So mine is pati.zapatita, just like a small zapata, at gmail.
Mine is somos.millones.5650@gmail.
And I've been to a lot of great workshops. Aside from the classes, you guys also have like one-time sort of visits from really amazing people where I've been able to learn a lot of things, the Beehive Collective or folks from the uprisings in Egypt. And I think tonight there's folks from Seattle coming to town. Do you want to? I don't know the time and things like that, but I know they're coming.
7:30 tonight, Decolonize Seattle is doing a really awesome panel. They're really amazing people. So at 7:30 tonight at the Holdout, and then tomorrow we're having some anarchist hip-hop artists coming at 7. But yeah, you should also go to theholdout.org, and all of our events are listed on the calendar there.
I also just want to give the address really quickly. So we're located on 2313 San Pablo Avenue, really close to the corner of 23rd or West Grand.
Thank you, Patti and Autumn, for sharing with us. Up next, we're going to have Lindsay and David from the Bay Area Public School Project. It's also a sort of a newer project, and we're going to be talking to them about what it means to create alternative spaces of learning and what do we mean by learning. After a short musical break by Antibalas. Thank you. Bye.